Welcome back to the Dumbfound Dead podcast, where two good brothers discuss some of the craziest and insane ways people die. That's so strange and borderline comical, it'll leave you dumbfounded. I am one of your hosts. It is I, your boy, John. And with me via Squadcast this time around is none other than my good brother, Patrick. Talk to him, bro.
Sheesh. What up, dummies? I know it's been a while. You guys haven't heard my voice. I think you guys heard my voice on... I'm sure a lot of the dummies are Wikimaniacs too.
Yeah, facts. I'm rocking a shirt right now.
Yeah. You guys probably heard my voice there, but we're back.
It's been 7 whole fucking months, bro.
I know, bro. I feel like I owe the dummies an explanation.
Oh, we will. We'll get to that later. I was going to say, fucking coronavirus mutated twice.
since we've been on.
Holy shit. First, it was just a COVID-19. And then, what's the first mutation? Like, not Omicron.
Alpha, Delta. I don't know, bro.
Oh shit. Damn, that's how long.
It turned into a fucking frat.
Oh, I know. Fucking, what is it? Omicron now? What's next, bro? Decepticon? Omarion?
that should really be putting an ice box in your chest, though. At least it feels like it.
Oh my god. Oh, let me just explain what the podcast is about for first-time listeners again. For those of you who's hearing us for the first time, The Dumbfound Dead is a comedy podcast. My brother Patrick and I find some crazy Darwin Award stories, and we tell you about them, kinda. But we always end the story with a pun punchline. But fair warning, it's been a while, so we're gonna be a little rusty. We're switching up the format a little bit. We decided to stick to once a month episode for now while we ease our way back into the recording. And what we're going to try to do is combine the regular episodes with the kind of the scoop-de-doo episodes that we used to do, because we used to, goddamn, put up 6 episodes a month back in the day. Holy shit. It was crazy. So
that's why we got burnt out.
Hella. So we're going to come out with 2 Dumbfound Dead stories each, hoping. And a random bonus, a story. And as usual, first half of the episode, we're most likely going to have dumbass banter because we're good at extending the episodes as long as possible. and then after that, we're going to follow that up with deadass facts and some ad breaks. So if you want to skip to just straight up the stories, chances are you'll want to go hop around the 25 to 30 minute mark because that's how we fucking roll. But first, you brought it up earlier, man. We're going to explain why we were gone for a little bit, but I feel like I should go first and explain to the dummies why we left all of a sudden. Initially, we thought we were just going to take a quick break, but and I'd like to start by saying I want to apologize because I'm the one to blame for the show being canceled. Your boy was burnt the fuck out real bad. Like we mentioned earlier, we're putting out 6 episodes a month, and in between like the editing, the marketing, and I still had a full-time job that I had to do. Like I just couldn't take on anymore. But how ironic is that? Because I have another podcast that I started in between that time. And so it was me that pretty much called Patrick and be like, man, we got to put a plug on it. We thought we were just taking a break. But one day, Patrick and I just reconnected. We were just like, bro, we still listen to old ass episodes. It still fucking hits, still laughing about it. And yeah, we just decided to switch it up and lessen the load, and we'll just do once a month episodes. But I know Patrick had some things going on, but I'd like him to explain that on his end. So take it away, bro. It's all you.
Yeah, during the time we were doing the podcast, we started the podcast, my mom was really sick, so it was already hard, and then it just took a turn for the worse, and then, yeah, so I just needed to take a break, and I was just mentally drained. So I was cool with pulling the plug on the podcast at the time, because there's just a lot going on with work and family and all that. Life. That's life.
Life is life, man. And, you know, it's not like we didn't keep in touch. Like, we still saw each other during that time. We still talk pretty much like on a weekly occurrence. It's just we're not recording our conversations now. So not much has changed. The relationship is still there. And chances are we're going to pick back up again as much as possible.
Has anyone hit you up about, oh, they broke up and they don't talk
to
you?
Oh, yeah. Is there
like a fan fiction?
Yeah, there's been, oh, is there drama? And then just
bro, I'm stuck with this fool. We're tatted.
We're tatted up. We're fucking blood related pretty much at this point. It's like I said, there was a lot of things going on just behind the scenes for us both personally and it was more important for us to, the show was a big deal for the both of us, I want to say, but at the end of the day, life takes priority and your family always matters first. Your mental health matters most. So I think that was an easy decision for us to just be like, we'll pick it up when we pick it up. You know what I mean? And which is insane because even though we have been gone for so long, I feel like we got more popular when we left, which is insane. So with that said, I just want to thank the Dummies for being some of the most supportive fan base that we can ask for. The amount of support that you guys outpoured when we were gone. Like I said, we haven't released an episode. When you hear this, it's about 8 months now, but every single time you still tag us on stories on Twitter and saying, oh man, I just heard you guys for the first time and you binged like all the fucking 50 episodes that we made. So
bro, 50 episodes. And in less than a year.
Was it a year? No, less than a year, bro. We were
putting
some crazy ass numbers, but we were like, I think we're almost at 25,000 plays. So that's like almost, that's 1/4 to 100,000. So it's insane. And our goal for the first year was 5,000. Like hopefully 5,000 people listen to us. But so that was insane. But yeah, man, now that the housekeeping items are out of the way, let's do our usual banter. Like what has changed for you in the past 7 months? Talk to him. I know you got some fucking shit that, that you're going to talk about. So let's hear it a little bit.
Yay. Happily cuffed.
right on time for Christmas, bro.
Yeah. Happily cuffed. Cuffing season is real.
Oh, yeah. Say what's up to your girl. Come on.
Like, she ain't going to listen to this.
Ah, you don't know, fool. She'd be like, something, huh? Bye, girl. I dedicate this episode for you, huh?
That's funny. But yeah.
You made her a mixtape, bro?
Yeah, it's all our episodes.
Damn. I'd break up with you if I was.
I'll put that shit on CD.
Oh, shit. Damn, bro.
I don't even know if my computer can burn a CD. I'm capping.
Do they even do that shit?
Hey, bro, I'm not even going to lie. I don't even have a CD drive. I just looked.
I don't either.
What is that?
I don't either. God damn. Fucking all the Gen Zs would be like, CDs?
CD drive? What the fuck is that? Is that the square thing that they use to store data? Motherfucker, that's a floppy disk.
Oh my God. I just saw this fucking clip of someone founding an old iPod clip, whatever. Is this a hairstyle clip back in the day? And
what is... Oh,
the iPod,
the music. Oh, the
yeah,
the shuffle one, the shuffle with no screen.
Tiny shuffle one. Yeah, fuck, bro. I feel
like it's a hair clip.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Oh man, that's funny,
bro. I thought I used to be the shit, bro. Like I had a fucking iPod Nano back in the day. Like damn, my shit didn't skip.
I had. Imagine there was a mode, nostalgia mode, and every time you jump, it skips on purpose.
Walkman mode, man. I hate riding a bike wearing a Walkman. Like, God damn, bro. Every time I bump.
Hey, bro. You walk off a curb. Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. What else has been with you, man? It's been like 7 months since the Dummies heard about you, at least.
Same working. Still live at the same spot. Yeah, like I said, my mom was sick and we finally laid her to rest 2 months ago. But yeah, so I'm happy, like silver lining, she's not suffering anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, it sucks, but
yeah, absolutely.
It is what it is.
How's the relationship? Like, let's talk about that on air, man. A lot of the Dummies are probably, you're the single one, knowing that you were the single one during the time. So now that you're cuffed up, Daddy Patrick is no longer, it's daddy to just one girl now. So,
it's been good.
Everyone's going to be disappointed, man.
It's crazy because at least, we've been friends for years.
Almost a decade.
I want to say more, maybe 12.
Yeah.
Maybe 12 or 13 years. We've been friends for 12, 13 years now.
Yeah.
Because I want to say I met her or them, her and her sister. I met them when I first got my license. Fuck.
we pretty much met like the same time as we met. We met us two, like, so
15 years ago. Fuck yeah. And I just stars aligned and
okay,
we're like, what are we doing?
Anubha girl.
Alikadito real quick.
Alikadito. And she's okay.
No, but she was there for when I was going through shit with my mom, and we just got close.
Yeah.
Or closer.
Yeah. You guys have always been like doing stuff together anyways. Like, you guys travel a lot. Like, you guys go to like adventure together. We go to Disneyland
all the time. Yeah.
It's only right, man.
So we always say this, it's been 12 years in the making, but
you know, I'm so happy for you, man. You're all, look at you all cuffed up now.
Yeah.
I feel like you're glowing, bro. Like, you got that. You got that simp glow.
I got a different aura.
Damn, bro. You're going to put her initials on your AIM status now, bro, or what?
Hey, you already know, bro.
EST?
EST?
EST 12 years in the making. What's up, girl?
My Zanga's going to have a pop-up.
HTML. Man, I fucking hate that we didn't do
bro,
tech,
bro. We didn't capitalize on that shit, bro.
Fuck, dude.
We've been coding
shit,
since middle
man.
School.
Now look at us, fool. Goddamn, doing podcasting.
We hella cat. That was, oh. It was like not even like beginner coding, bro.
Like, you
it was
fucking like going legit, in there.
Legit coding, bro.
Yeah, man. Music in there and shit, and just fucking like shuffling backgrounds.
Changing your mouse, your
changing
pointer.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Shit used that to almost crazy. Give me like when the strobe lights are hitting and your profile picture. I'm like, damn, about to give me epilepsy in that bitch. But
I'm not even gonna cap, bro. I never coded my own shit. I was
yeah, you're right.
Don't do it.
We always had a girl do that shit for us, bro.
Hey, hook me up.
Damn.
I want this color and this background and this music, please.
Fucking Bow Wow fool like you.
Make a banner for me.
That's how I know I'm out of shape, bro. I can't even say that shit like one breath anymore. Like
I'm dead. I can't even remember it. It has to be plain.
Oh man, that's good, man. That's a lot of updates for you. For me, it's kind of the same old. I think I took podcasting more seriously like during the break. I'm pretty sure the dummies know already. I have a second show, Reddit on Wiki. It's doing well. And by the time you hear this episode, we're actually launching a podcast network along with a few other of our friends as well. I'm not going to spoil who that is yet, but a lot of big plans, man. Reaching out to marketers, we're reaching out to sponsors, fucking building an empire right now. So I want this to take off, and I want us to put Brotherhood on the map as well as like everything else. So it's a lot of shit, man. A lot of work. Like, all the partners that I have doing all this stuff with me, like, they've been so cool, but things are moving along, man. I'm like trying to make this as a career, pretty much.
That's what's up, bro. Hey, Sean and Josh are fucking hilarious, bro.
They're good, man.
They're funny as fuck.
I think it's gone to a point that like we bully each other already, which is great because that's how
friendship
is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Once you start bullying each other, that's like the start of a good friendship. Spoiler, well, by the time this episode comes out, you probably heard it already. Sean pretty much made fun of himself because he said he looked like a Neanderthal fool.
Yeah. I saw that shit.
I was like, what the fuck, man? Why would you say that shit about yourself?
Bro, that shit had me dying. His doctor appointment had me fucking crying, bro. I was crying. Hey, Sean, I love you, bro. That shit is funny. Yeah, you're funny as fuck.
We still got to hit up Houston. Hey, good thing we didn't go to that game, bro. I think
yeah,
we would have like
pissed. Yeah, I would have been pissed, bro.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I flew all the way out here for this.
Fucking getting blown out. Goddamn.
That's some, man.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not going to get into it, bro.
That's just
going to make me mad.
I know. By the time they hear this shit, we're going to be 7-seed wild card. We're going to whoop on the Tennessee Titans ass. So I'm just manifesting it.
Yeah, manifest.
Yeah.
This shit's not going to age, bro.
It's not. Not at all, bro.
It's not going to age well at all.
Fuck that.
Hey, but your son's though. Shit.
I know. We'll see. But you know, coming off of a finals loss, it is what it is. Can't say the same about your Celtics, though, my guy. I don't know what's happening.
Hey, it's all good, bro. As long as the Celtics and Lakers have the same record, I'm chilling.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm chilling.
Hey, something's gonna happen trade deadline, man. Like, I don't think the Jaylen Brown and Tatum dynamic is working at the moment.
Yeah. They gotta get. I don't know what they need, bro. A point guard.
They got a lot of vets that they can move up. Horford probably got to go. Dennis Schroeder probably got to go.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think Jaylen Brown's gonna have to go something. Be successful somewhere else.
Something, yeah.
But we got to keep Smart though, for sure.
Yeah,
keep
Smart. That feels like the Draymond Green of the Celtics. Y'all need that fool.
And then Schroeder's not bad, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's
Schroeder.
Yeah. I do like Robert Williams though. That fool is he's undersized. Yeah. He's a beast.
Time Lord.
He is. I fucking love that nickname. Yeah, gives me like Guardians of the Galaxy vibes.
I was thinking Yu-Gi-Oh, but
oh shit. Oh yeah, damn. Fuck. Why didn't I think of that? With time comes wisdom. Dark Sage in attack mode.
The ultimate fuck you.
And you just see fucking Joey crying, bro. I hate to do this to you, Joey. I'm just making up fucking scripts right now.
I know. She's funny. Oh, no, but when time comes, great wisdom is.
Oh, yeah.
That's but that when time comes,
great wisdom. Dark Sage in attack mode. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Anyways, shall we continue on to dead ass facts?
Yes, sir.
All right. I guess I'll start. And because we were talking about Neanderthals, I found one from bestlifeonline.com article. And did you know that goosebumps are meant to ward off predators?
Huh?
Yeah. So this article states that the reaction and the feeling of our hair standing up is, quote, caused our ancestors to appear bigger than they were, helping to ward off predators when they were frightened or on the defense. So back then, everyone else must have been like stupid ass hairy. So they probably like all their hair stood up. So it made them look bigger.
Ah, gotcha.
So, but yeah, man, speaking of goosebumps, did you used to read the books when you were little?
Oh, yeah, bro. That's probably the only books I ever read. But
same.
Bro, I like the ones where you get a choice. They're like, oh, if you're gonna go in the red, or you never seen those?
I don't think I've seen that one.
What? There's ones that are like, oh, turn to page 57 if you want to go in the red door, or
turn to page
50, I don't know, 47 if you want to go down the hall or some shit like that. And there's like two endings. Those are sick.
Bro, I was always too poor to go to the book fair, so.
And me too, bro. I never got money. I just go and then look.
I'd be like begging people, hey, yo, give me your cereal box.
And I'll have 50 cents for a bookmark.
Damn.
Don't even got a book.
I didn't even get a book. I couldn't even afford a bookmark. I just get the fucking eraser tops. Fucking broke.
I think it's because my parents didn't give me money because I was buying like the stupid books.
Like, how to goosebumps.
How to build paper airplanes.
Damn. Bro, I used to be so fucking mad. I always see like the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm just like, it's only $20. I want that.
Yeah.
And it's no. I'm like, come on. I really want to see this shit. So I just stayed there.
Why was that so intriguing?
I don't know. So I would just stay there at that little book fair for 2.5 hours to read everything.
Looking at Guinness.
Yeah, just read everything. Just be like, all right, I'm good now. I don't need this shit anymore.
Or cheat codes.
Cheek, fuck yeah. I'd just be like getting a pen and paper and just copy that shit. R1, R2, L1, L2, up, down, up, down.
Hey, max ammo. Let's go, baby.
Give me that fucking tank, fool. 6 stars. What up? Shit. All right, you're up, man.
I don't know why I looked at. For some reason, the other day, I was wondering what shape has the most sides. Oh, fuck. I lost it.
Shape,
yeah, and there's a thing called the Oh man, I should ask Google to.
Hey, we never claim to be smart, bro.
I'm gonna say it's triacontagon. Triacontagon. It's a 30-gon, basically, bro. A 30-sided polygon.
What the fuck?
It looks like a circle, but there's sides. It's like flat.
So it's like a circle?
Flat. Yeah, but there's like flat, like little segments of flat fucking lines, sides.
So it's like a flat earth.
No, because at least flat earth is still round.
Oh, yeah, true.
It says the sum of the Hey, bro.
The 30 circle.
It's 5,040 degrees.
Huh?
That's the sum of the angles inside the interior angles.
5,040?
40, yeah.
I was trying to do math in my head, but I'm not the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no. I can only go up to 1040 because of the snowboarding game.
Oh, shit. Was that SSX?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys just went snowboarding, right?
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah, yeah. I went to Big Bear 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. How was
that? You ever
been? I've been to Big Bear before, yeah.
No, have you ever been snowboarding?
Oh, no, I haven't been snowboarding.
That's just tough, bro.
Is it hard?
It's fucking hard.
I heard skiing was harder.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to be a sky.
Ah.
I'm more of an urchin.
Okay.
But, yeah, that shit was tough, bro. Towards the end, I started to get the hang of it a little bit, but...
You ate shit or what?
Oh, bro. Fuck yeah. At one point, I got, like, super, like, confident. Because, like, when you first start out, you, like, it's called leafing, and you go side to side.
Yeah.
But your board is just perpendicular to the hill.
Yeah.
And I got hella confident. I was like, oh, I got this shit. And I straightened out my board. Oh, bro, I was moving. And I couldn't stop.
Damn, bro, you would have ended up in this episode.
So I just fell back, bro, and then I knocked the wind out of myself.
Damn.
I was sitting there like...
Fuck.
It's cool, though. Every time I fell, I took out the flask of Henny, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Shot for falling.
That's probably not a smart idea, drinking and doing fucking snowboarding yeah. like that.
Where you need balance.
Oh, shit, I'm lit.
Hey, bro, it's fucking cold. Hey, that shit was cold. It was cold.
Was it?
It was a different type of cold for me, bro. I don't know. I'm from San Diego, so I don't know.
Damn, last time I went to Big Bear, I think we only did the, what do you call that? The
tubing?
Tubing, yeah.
Yeah.
My ass was wearing a t-shirt, bro.
Oh, no, not the, no. This time around, it was fucking freezing.
Was it?
I think the week before they had, or that Tuesday, there was a storm here, and there was hella snow. So there was hella snow when we went up there.
Was your shit icy, or was it actual snow? Because sometimes when I went last time, it was icy. And that shit hurts.
It was like 50-50.
Oh.
Because they made snow in the morning. If you guys didn't know, dummies, they make...
they make snow in California.
Man-made snow on this fucking ski resort, or this resort. And they make it in the morning, every morning. Yeah, it was half, 50-50. But where I fell was ice, of course.
Then no wonder you fucking got your wind knocked out of you, bro.
It's basically cement, bro.
Oh, my God.
But it's fun. I'd go again.
Oh. Yeah, man. I was going to say, we need to plan like a real-ass fucking like ski resort, bro. Like, I want to go
like
to...
Tahoe or something.
Tahoe. I want to go to... Oh, yeah. Utah is one of them. I want to go to fucking like Denver.
Aspen,
Aspen. That'd be fucking lit, dude. But I think that's more advanced and I'm not too advanced.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the... Do they have bunny slopes out there?
I don't know, bro. We'd probably die, too.
Hey, I'm trying to shred the gnar, bro. Watch some fresh pile.
Damn, bro. Okay, Pootie. Hello, Pootie.
I'm trying to go Richter.
Yo, bro. Shit. All right. So before we actually get to the main meat of our story, look at that. Perfect timing. 25 minutes in. I told you we're still good at this shit. All right, dummies. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Dumbfounded after a few words from our sponsors. Welcome back to the Dumbfounded. And we are now going to start our story portion of this episode. Would you like to go first, bro? Shake off the rust.
Yeah, let me go first. My story is about a guy. Fuck, I don't think we've done this before, bro. That's another thing that's tough.
There's only so much shit that people can do.
Now I'm not sure if we did this story already or not, but hey, whatever. We're doing
it. It's been a while. It's been half a year.
Yeah. So, this one's about a 20-year-old man from Tustin, California. He was found dead in a tree one Sunday morning. Apparently, he was a photographer. And he was trying to get a picture of the sunset. And while doing it, he was trying to find a better vantage point.
Was this in Sunset Cliffs? Oh, okay. I thought it was going that way.
He was trying to find a better vantage point, so he decided to climb a tree. On the tree was a downed power line. And he grabbed the power line.
Oh.
And no one, he was by himself too, so his family discovered his body the next day. So.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was electrocuted to death.
And so was it an accidental grab of the power line, or was he just because he was trying to get a vantage?
No, it was an accidental because he was climbing the tree and it was just on the tree.
Book.
My bad, dummies. I don't have a fucking pun. I forgot we do puns. I'm fucking. This is horrible.
Welcome back.
Yeah, fuck. I'm sure the sunset photos were shocking. That one's off the top. All right, guys. I'm trying.
It's been a while for you. It's okay.
I'm trying, all right?
We'll be better next month, I promise. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Hey, that's pretty good on top of the dome, bro. Like, it's okay. Yeah. It's been a while. Baby steps, all right? Off the top. All right. My story. Shit, I lost myself. Okay. My story, this made me laugh because it was from a BBC article, and it happened back in 2015, and the headline read as, "A German man dies after blowing up a condom machine."
Blowing up what?
A condom.
Machine?
Yeah.
Like it makes like condoms?
Like a dispenser, like a condom.
Oh,
dispenser.
Okay, gotcha, okay.
So apparently, a 29-year-old man, along with two of his buddies, attach what seems to be a homemade bomb. The result, two of his homies had to take homeboy to the hospital because he was struck by a steel shard during the explosion. The friends tried to lie to the authorities about what happened to their friend. Then they claimed that their friend fell down a flight of stairs, but one of them ended up confessing to the police right after. The two survivors did get apprehended and later released, and the police confirmed that no money and no condoms were taken at the scene. So, how did the friend die? Again, they attached a bomb inside the condom machine, and the two friends were able to take cover. However, the victim was not able to close the door in time, ultimately getting hit in the head with a steel projectile. And this is going to be a bad pun because it's been a while. I guess you can say his reaction was too latex.
I thought you were going to say use protection.
Oh, okay. No. They should have used protection.
Or don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Wrap your tool. Yeah. We're using the right head.
Public service announcement, I guess.
PSA. Yes. Oh, and speaking of BBC, not that way.
Huh?
Not that way. I've been watching too much. You know who Uncle Roger is?
Uncle Roger.
Uncle Roger. Yeah, dude. I'm watching all his shit now, and I'm fucking obsessed with all his episodes. It's bad.
He has a show?
He has a podcast.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, he has a YouTube show. Have you seen some of his YouTube stuff?
I've seen clips. Like, whatever's on TikTok that people post, I always see those.
Yeah. He straight up roasts Jamie Oliver. He roasts a bunch of chefs, like, making fried rice. And it's, like, the fucking funniest thing ever. Like, I'm just obsessed with his videos right now.
I saw one today. He has a food truck. I think it's called Rice Guy or something.
Yeah, I think one of the episodes, he was working at a food truck, and he was making fun of people, and they were just like,
The lady was trying to order a salad, bro. That's what he was. Like, oh,
why order salad?
He's
like, two week.
Do you know what the name of this food truck is? Rice Guy, not Salad Guy. I was like, bro.
he always tells people that fucking like people with peanut allergies. He's gonna make the fried rice with like peanut oil, so all the people with peanut allergies can just die.
Is that really his accent, or is he?
No,
is he
he's
acting.
No, he's acting. Oh, okay. Because that was a stand-up comedian, and he's from UK.
Oh, gotcha.
So he has like a British accent, kind of.
That's funny, because his Uncle Roger's accent is fucking hilarious.
That's just on point, bro. I fucking love his shit. So he weak.
Like, he sounds like Jackie Chan's
uncle. Yeah, he sounds like Jackie Chan. Uncle Roger, watch this Ouija. Oh, fuck. All right, man, you're up again.
All right. My next story is about a man who dies having a threesome.
Oh, nice.
Sad, sad man.
Oh, you say that now because you're cum. Shit. Single Patrick back then would be like, damn, this is a way to go. Now you got to check all the boxes because you know, you don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, shit.
No one cuffing for you if you say the wrong shit.
Anyways, this 31-year-old man, that sucks, dude. 31.
That's too young, man. Shit. That's me in 4 months. Goddamn.
That was me 2 weeks ago. Fuck.
Pain.
Spain without the S. So this 31-year-old man, apparently he went to the doctors, right? And the doctor determined that he was at high risk of having clogged heart arteries and ordered a stress test to be done 8 days later. However, the 31-year-old died a day before the scheduled test while having a threesome with a friend and a woman. I like how this article like made a point to say he had a threesome with a friend and a woman who was not his wife.
So he trifling.
Like, why you gotta burn my man out like that, man?
I don't know. Like, don't
he's already dead. Fuck.
Let the man live, even though he dead.
But yeah, so he died having a threesome. But the reason why it made news is because the family is now suing the doctor.
Why?
For malpractice. Medical malpractice. So they argued that the doctor failed to take a proper medical history and failed to inform the patient to stop all physical activity until the test was completed. Earlier that week, a jury agreed and awarded Martinez's family $3 million in damages. Bro, they won.
They did?
They won.
Damn, this fool went down like that and his family still benefited?
The estate had sued for $5 million, but it reduced it after determining Martinez was 40% liable for his own death.
Why only 40?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Okay.
Why only 40 when he 100% was down for the threesome?
Right.
The fuck?
Yo.
But yeah, so they won $3 million. They won $3 million off this threesome. I don't got a pun, bro. I don't know what you want me to do.
I was just waiting. I'm like,
bro, I've been thinking this whole time while I was reading it. I'm like, there's nothing.
Oh, shit. It's all good. Hey, man, it happens to the best of us, all right? Sometimes you underperform.
Hey.
It's okay. It'd be like that.
This guy overperformed.
Right? It's the cuffing season, bro. Like, it's just clouding your mind right now. You're thinking about something else at the moment.
I don't know. The threesome seems like a lot of work, bro.
I would freak out.
Let's say two girls, one guy. I feel like it's a lot of work.
Like, you know, okay, so you know how when you're like hosting at a house?
Okay.
And you're the host, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
you gotta make sure your guests are fucking like entertained.
Every single
the whole time.
One of them is satisfied and having a good time.
Are you okay? Are you good? You need fuck, dude. That's exhausting.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. Unless you have good guests and you can just
exactly. Unless you have just good like guests. We're describing this shit like a fucking housewarming.
You know, you got good guests that could feed themselves.
They can go to the kitchen and fix their own snacks.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Sit wherever they want to sit.
Entertain your other guest too.
Hey,
you know?
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm saying. You know, share.
Sometimes
I don't know. Fuck.
Sometimes you're cooking in the back and you gotta entertain your own.
Why? Yeah, sometimes while you're cooking in the back and your guest is taking care of the front. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah. Maybe you had a long day at work and you just want to finish a little earlier. You could just sit back and watch a show. I know my dumb ass would have been like, fuck, this is too much for me to handle right now.
That's why I don't host parties.
I'm more like just single, like, you know, nice just one dinner. Person.
Yeah, nice little dinner, little one-on-one time.
Date one-on-one time, that's fine.
Yeah, second date, feeling like a nervous type shit, whatever.
Yeah, but two at a time, shit, bro, like, bro. I can't. That gives me anxiety thinking about it. I'm like, fuck. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't have enough food for everybody. Shit.
I said, I don't have enough food. I got one lumpia, bro.
I got one lumpia and a couple of quail eggs.
Shit. I can't.
Oh, bro. Man. And sometimes the lumpia is like, especially when it's cooked. You know, the wrapper, sometimes it is what it is, but when you cook it, it just goes, oh, shit.
Hey, yeah, meat shrinks when you cook it.
We might not have a pun, but this is a healthy discussion when it comes to hosting.
You know? And if you leave the lumpia out too long, it's soggy sometimes. I don't know. I don't know what you want to do. I don't know. Fry it again, I guess. Fry it again. Try it. I don't know.
Fry it again. Sometimes you gotta
try it.
Yeah. And when you salsa your lumpia in two different dipping sauces, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Sometimes it's Shanghai. Sometimes it's fresh lumpia. You never know.
Fresh.
You never know.
Hey, that shit limp as fuck.
But it's nutritious, all right?
Yeah. It's healthier. You get a little peanut sauce on there.
Peanut sauce is what you're gonna get. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Damn.
We're back.
We're good at wasting time. We didn't have any puns, but we got threesome talks.
Oh shit.
All right, here's my last one. Whew. All right. This one was from a Daily Mail article back in 2012 with the headline, Man 48. Killed an explosion sparked when he sawed an oil drum in half to make a DIY barbecue.
Okay.
So this one happened in Oxford. So I'm guessing this is in the UK. But a 48-year-old man was making a DIY grill in his brother's garden using a grinder to cut open a drum in half. But what homeboy didn't know was that there was some residual gasoline inside the drum, and the sparks caused the explosion that caused a fatal head injury to the man. The force was so strong for an explosion that it yeeted homeboy and had him hit his head on a concrete patio. Medical services tried to rush to the scene and transport him at a nearby hospital, but it was a little too late. My guy was just trying to make a makeshift grill for some meats, but unfortunately, he made a very fatal mistake.
It caught me off guard. I didn't know you were going for the pun already. I was waiting for the build up.
Yeah, speaking of build ups, it's if you're hosting two people. We're still on that shit.
Who gets the peanut sauce?
Who gets the tajo afterwards? Are you gonna share with tajo?
What
if the
guess.
One person wants it more than the other? Like, wait, what?
I said, what great guest. If they're sharing the whole.
Yeah.
This is so bad.
This is bad.
Your mom's going to start listening to this again. Hi, Auntie.
I'm not going to tell her to we're back. So. This shit. Oh, speaking of my parents, they just bought a house recently.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they actually closed 2 weeks or like last week.
Close to you guys?
Like, 15 minutes away, but it's like down the street, but like longer way.
But before that, they were still living at where you used to live, close to where you used to live?
Yeah, like an apartment nearby, but they bought a house.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Good Everyone's shit. Moving on up. Shit.
How's your pops? Your pops got friends out there now? Or what?
Nah, no. They don't got no friends, but he has like chickens next door, so he's pretty happy about that shit. My dad loves cocks.
You want to see my cock?
My dad loves cocks. Speaking of, I'm just kidding.
Speaking of cocks,
who's gonna guess? Who's gonna... Shit,
I can't.
We didn't have that in the show script. That shit just popped up out of nowhere.
For real.
Oh, we're back.
Oh my god, we're back.
You're up, dude.
Whew. This is a random story, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Did you want to introduce it, or did you want to?
Oh, yeah, sure. So back then, we had a segment called Scoop-Dee-Doo, where we just find a bunch of like funny random stories, I guess the best of the month during that time that we did it. So we're going to blend that in here. So right now, we're just going to find some random-ass stories that we thought that was funny, and then we'll just talk about it, and we'll do our bit. And hopefully Patrick has a pun. But if not, it's okay. We'll think of things on the fly.
We'll see.
We'll just make it up as we go. Again, we're still trying to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
And speaking of swinging of things.
Don't swingers usually like threesomes?
Yeah. Who gets the guest? Who entertains the guest? Shit.
Who's the guest at that point? In a threesome, who's the guest? The outsider? Or the cup was a guest to the outsider?
That's... Fuck, you're asking some deep-ass questions, Ballad. Yeah, it's like shit.
And let us know, dummies. No.
Yeah. I feel like the fucking Velociraptor meme right now. Just be like, who is the guest? Oh, shit.
Or the high one, bro, when he's in the hoodie and he has a tie. Like,
super salad.
Yes, yes, please.
No, I'm on what that fool's having. Not gonna lie. Shit.
Anyways, I picked this story just because it reminded me of Josh.
Oh.
It's about old Canada.
No.
So the broke people.
Yeah, we're always making fun of Josh about this shit.
I was gonna say, bro, yeah, the parts where you guys convert dollars into Canadian dollars has me dying every time.
I was like, if we make $5, Josh makes 30. Like, shit. Fucking broke-ass Canadian.
Anyways, so apparently Canada is... They have a shortage of maple syrup, bro. You don't
say. Oh, yes.
Holy shit. We're here. We are... Gas prices have been pretty crazy here. But they have a different liquid gold.
Like, there you go. That's one.
Bing bong.
What do you want to tell Joe Byron right now? Yo, take me out to dinner.
Have you seen that fool sober?
No.
Oh, there's a video that just came out. He was sober. He was talking.
Oh, shit.
He's pretty normal.
Oh, that's just boring.
Give this guy a shot.
I know.
Hey, anyways. But the Canadian group Quebec Maple Syrup Producers. There's a whole group, bro. There's just a fucking...
It's like a gang of fucking maple syrup.
A cult of maple syrup makers. You know what they're wearing, bro? The Mountaineer shit.
With the Mounties? With the moose?
With the Mounties.
They're riding the moose.
With the moose. Riding mooses, collecting fucking maple syrup taxes.
We're just fucking counting on Canada.
But they're releasing about 50 million pounds of its strategic maple syrup reserves. About half of the total stockpile. Bro, they got 50 million pounds. They have 100 million pounds of fucking maple syrup just sitting around for this time to come.
They're just fucking holding that out in the public, man. They're just like, I think everyone is a fucking maple syrup addict over there. It's like, yo, give me a bump of that maple.
Imagine like Boston Tea Party style.
If
someone's trying to go to war with Canada.
Just fucking throw all their maple syrups. What a fucking body of water is in Canada. I don't fucking know.
But knowing Canadians, they'd be like, oh.
Well, that's not I'm nice sorry. Of you to do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's not very nice, eh? I'm sorry,
Josh. This motherfucker's going to cancel us, bro.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Shout out to Josh.
Anyways, so I guess Quebec produces nearly 70% of the world's maple syrup. We clown on Canadians consuming a lot of maple syrup, but you know who the biggest consumer is or client is?
I'm pretty sure it's us.
Yeah.
It's us. We're fucking fat Americans, you know what I'm saying? Me alone eating all that shit from chicken and waffles, bro. I eat like a whole, like the little shit they serve in IHOP.
Yeah, yeah,
the little whole shit all the time.
Little picture.
Yeah.
But so, however, this year producers weren't able to keep up with the worldwide demand, which jumped 21%. And then it goes into how maple syrup is made, but we're not going to get into it. I'm sure everyone knows how. They collect sap from trees. All right, guys? Beyond that, I don't know.
You sound so fucking upset. Like, that fucking gets sap from a tree, all right? Shit.
Yeah, fuck. But it says in 2012, more than 3,000 tons of maple syrup was stolen from the stockpile, bro.
Fuck, bro.
Over the course of the month.
There it is.
The value of the heist was estimated at nearly $19 million Canadian dollars. So, 100 US.
They stole $100 worth of maple syrup from Canada. Oh, shit.
Wait, hold on. What's 19 million? If this really says $100, I'm losing it.
No. They're not that poor. It's probably, I don't know, 10 million.
19 million Canadian. How do you spell Canadian? Not Spanish. Canadian to US dollars. Oh. Okay. $1,000. Not No, I'm just kidding, guys. It's $14
million,
$861,000.
Oh, 5 million. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of difference. Again, a dollar for us is $5 for Josh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fuck? We fucked up, man. We should just move to Canada.
For real.
Take all our money and go to Canada. Sell all our Dogecoins.
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Yeah, that shit suck.
But yeah, Quebec maple syrup producers will be tapping 7 million more trees in the near future. Okay, the fact that Canada has 7 million more trees to tap. Do we have 7 million trees in the U.S.?
Probably not. Shit. Speaking of tapping.
I was going to do it, but I was like, wait, that's John's thing. I'm going to let him ride. Speaking of riding.
Who gets to ride Space Mountain?
Oh, shit.
Oh, who gets the Fast Pass?
I'm dead.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, damn. That's my story, man. We didn't have no puns, but I'm pretty sure those.
It's okay.
It was funny.
It was. Next month, we got you guys, right?
Yeah. Shit.
This is a practice episode.
Dummies are like, damn, $100 is... I'm moving to Canada. $19 million? Canadian?
Oh, shit. Damn, bro, we should run like a fucking like scheme over there. Like one of us moves to Canada and someone just keeps sending like Venmo $100. And then just fucking build your shit from there, bro.
I'm going to start my own maple syrup company.
There you go. What are you going to call it?
The sweet stuff. Nah, no, bro. Fuck it. Speaking of sweet stuff. The ooey gooey.
Ooey gooey. There it is. I like that. All right. My last story. This one is from a Yahoo Life article written not too long ago, back in December 19, 2021. It is problematic, but the headline, Mississippi man sues R. Kelly for ruining his marriage. Yeah, so R. Kelly is a scumbag of a human for many reasons. I'm pretty sure the dummies know that. But this time, he's being sued in court by a man who's accusing him of ruining his marriage. Apparently, a man claimed that R. Kelly ruined his marriage because R. Kelly was said to have had an affair with the dude's former wife. The lawsuit was for, quote, depriving him of his spouse. And dude is seeking financial compensation for emotional and psychological pain he suffered from his divorce. R. Kelly, man, this dude is just straight up trouble. He pissed off so many people.
That sucks because he had some bangers.
I was gonna ask that. Okay, so all jokes aside, okay, though, fuck this guy, like, completely.
Yeah.
I think he's disgusting as hell, but do you still appreciate his music?
That's tough, bro. That's like the whole Michael Jackson thing, bro. Like,
yeah.
You can't deny his music, bro. It was fucking changing, like, revolutionary. Right. And in his dancing and his performances. Motherfuckers cry when they see this fool.
Yeah.
That sucks. I don't know. That's tough.
Like, you can't watch Space Jam and not think, I believe I can fly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't, like, I don't know.
Bro, Ignition was like...
Ignition, exactly.
Was our, like, that was...
Our generation's shit.
Huge. It was huge during our time.
Yeah.
And like, he had to be an asshole or a fucking scumbag.
Pedophile, rapist, whatever you want to call it. That fool was a straight up problem, but... Yeah, man, it's so hard to... I don't know, like, there's a lot of, like, artists and rappers that are like that. I know Travis Scott is getting into shit right now because of what happened at Astroworld.
Yeah.
Drake is getting hit by that, too, of, you know, shit that happened. But, I don't know. It's just so hard.
Why is Drake getting flack for that, too, though? Shouldn't it have been the venue? The venue's responsibility to make sure everyone was safe?
Definitely. But I think he was getting flack because, one, he performed... And then two, like, I think they said something about he knew that it happened and he still went around and fucking dropped a milli on a strip club. Like that same day. Actually, when it happened, pretty much.
Damn, but, that's tough.
Yeah, like, it is tough, but it's so hard. Like, you watch wrestling back then, right?
Yeah.
Like, Chris Benoit. You know who Chris Benoit is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's fucking good at wrestling, but he fucking murdered his whole family.
And himself.
Like, it's so hard to separate the work and the appreciation of the shit that they did, and then bam, they did something crazy.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know either.
I can't. It's hard for me to answer that, but I'm more than happy to say that this dude is a fucking idiot and he's a douchebag. Yeah. Like, I can say that shit, but as far as his work, I can't deny the greatness.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I probably listened to Ignition a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like,
same. Like, that shit just plays on my. I don't know.
And that shit was a banger, bro.
It still is. That shit still holds.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. It's tough, but I don't know. What do you think, dummies? Can you still support someone who's... Well, is support even the word for it?
Yeah, is it support? Because I guess if you play their music, you're supporting them?
Yeah, that's the problem. But that's not...
Are you really supporting? Are you going out of your way and buying their merch or...
Yeah.
Like money like from your pocket straight to them. You know?
By extension, sometimes that shit just plays on if you put on like a random playlist on Apple Music or Spotify, you pay 2,000 R&B and some shit. Like, it'll just,
Yeah, it's definitely popping up.
So do you feel guilty about when it plays randomly without you consciously doing it? Do you feel bad that you play it? Or it's just like, what's playing? Like,
what am I gonna do? Skip? I don't know. My phone's
fine. I don't know. Yeah.
It's tough. I don't know.
I don't want to tell Alexa to skip it. You know what I'm saying? That's too much work.
I don't got that many skips on my Pandora, bro.
but that's it. Again, it's our practice at return episode back. I know the puns didn't hit, but I hope you still felt like the chemistry is still... It's still going.
It's the same.
Speaking of chemistry, do they have chemistry with...
Here we go.
We're gonna end it at that, okay? But
we're gonna end it. No.
Damn, got me there. Oh shit! Do you have anything to talk about? Do you have anything to say to the dummies before we depart and we leave them for another month?
That's a long time, huh? Fuck.
That's a long time. Yeah, we'll see how we feel. We'll see how our workload is, but we are committing to at least once a month.
One. Yeah. Nah, if you're a new dummy, go back and listen to the other episodes.
They had better puns, trust me.
If you're a veteran dummy, salute. Go back and listen to the old episodes.
Yeah. Shit, they've been doing it anyways.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you guys.
You got anything that you're working on that you wanna plug?
Nah, not at the moment.
Any homies that you want to give love to, shout out, say hi to your girl if you would like. So it's like, what's up, man?
And about a girl.
You listening to this episode?
She's actually here right now. No, I'm just kidding. She's not here right now.
She's like, get the fuck off the shit, Ray.
Yeah. She's not here. She's not here. Nah, I'm over good.
Not yet.
Nah. Chill.
Yeah, you got something that you want to cap off the episode to?
No. Hey, that means just like, life is short, okay? Just live it to its fullest.
Bam.
That's all I got to say. That. We'll end it on that. Mic drop.
Beautiful words. I got to do my usual outro. But as usual, you can find our podcast wherever you listen, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Good Pods. Make sure to give your boys all the reviews. You can actually rate us on Spotify now. You can drop a little star if you like. You can do so with Apple Podcasts as well as other platforms. We don't really have any social media outside of Twitter anymore because I do not want to do anything with that anymore. But our Dumbfound Dad Twitter is still popping. So go ahead and follow us over there for all updates. And also want to let you know that the Dumbfound Dad is part of the Cultivate Podcast Network, where you can find awesome shows like, oh, I guess I'm announcing it. Awesome shows, Let's Start a Cult, Shots and Thoughts, Reddit on Wiki, Pineapple Pizza Podcast, Weird Distractions, and Ye Olde Crime. If you want to support us, consider being a patron at patreon.com/Cultivate Podcast Network. We got patrons now, by the way, so we get paid. Links will be up on the show notes. If you sign up, you get this show early, as well as a ton of other benefits to sign up. Oh yeah, so sign up now. And again, we'll see you again next month, dummies. We'll see if we got more energy to do more episodes, but hey, at least we're back, right?
For real.
And I think it feels damn good to be back, bro. Like I missed you being my co-host, so...
I missed it too, bro. It's just definitely, I listened to our old episodes and bangers, man, bangers.
Fucking hilarious. That sounds very narcissistic that I listen to our episodes and just be like, we're fucking hilarious.
We're funny.
We're funny and you should listen to us. Speaking of listen. All right. So for the first time in a long time, make sure you think ahead.
Don't be dumbfounded.
Peace. Actually, we still got it.